Hey everyone, this is Hannah with Single Roses That Were Waiting. I hope everyone is doing great. The updates for this ministry, I will start back probably in the summertime doing a few videos and adding guests again to my YouTube channel. So definitely come to my YouTube channel and check it out. Subscribe if you have not. My YouTube channel is Single Roses That Wait, or you can also find my YouTube channel Single Roses That Are Waiting. So ladies, I always want to thank you all for listening to my podcast, because I see that there are a lot of views. I thank you so much. Really, it's just about just serving God and making sure women of God and single women of God are encouraged. So thank you all for following, listening, and just being supportive, sending messages. If you ever want to send a message and just say you like the podcast, or you like, you know, what the Lord is doing through this ministry, you can definitely go to Single Roses That Wait at Single Roses That Wait on Instagram, and you can definitely send a message and definitely just, you know, say how you really love the ministry, or what the podcast episodes, how it has encouraged you. So that'll be very encouraging as well. All right, y'all. So this episode is season 8, episode 9. Some of the episodes in season 8 are kind of like different, but I wanted to just encourage you all. I was praying and talking to God about what to talk about. He gave me this scripture again. I believe in a past podcast episode, I did talk about this scripture, but I want to share it again. It is Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 to 24, and it says, NIV version, which is the New International Version. That is Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24, the NIV version. So it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. I want to say it again, Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24. It says, whatever you do, let's emphasize that, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ as you are serving. Well, this encouraged me today. I got to meditate more on that scripture verses. I'll definitely be doing that today as well. But I wanted to talk today about that, because I love the part in the NIV version that says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. I just love that part. And I was talking to God, ladies, and I was telling him, what do I even talk about today? Like, I have no idea. Like I told you, I'll probably be just doing one more season after this. And then after that, it'll be season 9 after this. I'm going to work on uploading all of these episodes in different platforms to finally complete that. So that'll be one of my assignments. So I pray you will pray for this ministry, and those who are already praying, thank you. So, because I want this these episodes to encourage other women of God around the world. So, all right. So, like I said, I needed that encouragement as well today, because sometimes we feel like what we do in this life, why are we even doing it? Like sometimes we all have that mindset and we really don't mean to have that. But when our human tendencies, ladies, try to creep in, especially in our singleness or a single season, sometimes we may feel like I'm doing all this for the Lord, not to, you know, gain a husband or gain this, but I'm doing this for the Lord, the purpose of giving God glory. Everything I'm doing, my status, my purpose, my mindset, my work, my ministry, everything is for the Lord. When I go out, what am I doing? And God has really been convicting me as well, ladies, like about a lot of stuff, and not condemning. The enemy condemns, God convicts. So he's just been convicting me and just telling me, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to share the gospel. Don't be afraid. And I'm working on these areas. Don't be afraid to tell more people about Jesus. Don't be afraid to be my honest self, my giggly, happy self. Don't be afraid to be who God created me to be. And sometimes we do have times, ladies, well, we may feel like we're in seasons where it's just uncomfortable. Like I know many of you are single who listen to this ministry, and you may feel like I've been single for a while, but I would encourage you not to give up, not to focus so much on your singleness, but focus on what God's doing through your singleness, because in your single season, you are learning, you are growing. And I know I always say that, but remember everything we're doing, especially as the scriptures I just stated are saying, you're doing for the Lord. So whatever you do in this single season, you're doing it for the Lord. So don't focus on when I'm going to get my reward from man. No, don't worry about that. Focus on I know I'm going to get my reward from God who loves me, who cares for me, who loves you. Remember that, ladies, because what you do, every single choice you make, it has to orchestrate and connect to why you're doing and who you're doing it for. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid in this season. No matter, even if you have to just keep trying your best each day just to get to the place God wants you to be, just keep taking one step at a time. My tongue is coming out, y'all, speaking tongue. Just taking one step at a time. Take one step at a time because the Lord is proud of each of you. And sometimes you're not going to get people around you to clap for you every second, even close friends. You're going to have to just be strong in Christ. You're going to have to just get up and do your work, your actual work. You might be in school, college. You might be want to go back to school and college in the future. Just whatever your goals are, don't give up on them. Don't say, oh, well, it's too late, or I'm too old, or whatever the enemy might be trying to throw in your head. Remember, no matter what you're doing for God in this season, do it for Him. Do it for Him. No matter, even if you think it's something small, you may work at a coffee shop. You may work at a school as an assistant. Whatever it is, it's not small, ladies, because God is going to honor it. I remember there was a time when I volunteered at my church, and I did not know many people were paying attention to me. And every time I would do something, sometimes I would, like, you know, have compliments, or, you know, it's not about getting compliments from man, but I'm just giving an example. And people would say, oh, you work so hard. And I would just try to just be the best I can be for the Lord, because I knew that when I went into that volunteer experience, it was not for me. It was for me to help the children, you know, to help, because I was helping children at the time. So sometimes we forget that, our purpose, because we're so caught up in why nobody's paying attention to me. But sometimes God, He even uses people. We don't want approval from man. If we get compliments in a godly way, that's good. But we don't, you know, want it bad more than God. But sometimes God, ladies, does use people through His Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, to talk to those people, to tell you a word that He wants you to know through them to you. So, you know, don't neglect that either, because sometimes God does speak through people, but always make sure it lines up with the word of God, or lines up with the things of the Lord, godly things. But don't ever feel like God is ignoring you or He doesn't see you, because He has an ultimate reward for you. And sometimes on this earth, we may never see that reward. I hate to say that, but remember, when one day we'll all be in heaven, we will see that ultimate reward. So just know that God sees you, God loves you. And I also wanted to talk about preparing. This season 8 of this podcast, I want to talk about preparing yourself. There were a few episodes at the beginning of this season where I did talk about preparing, but I want to kind of do a few more before I end season 8. And I wanted to talk about preparing. The preparing process you've done was never in vain. Some of you may feel like, I'm doing all this, and where is the reward? Like I just said, where is the fruit of this? Remember, a lot of times we got to just keep watering our seed, which is, when you're watering, use your faith muscles, use your scripture, use your walking in faith, steps with God, use your listening to scripture. You got to keep building up your faith. Because there are going to be seasons where you might not see the, you might not see the ultimate answer quickly. You might not see the answer fast, but you're going to have to keep building up that faith. So I just want to encourage you that even if you have not seen the ultimate reward that you want to see, remember, there is a heavenly inheritance. Like the scripture says, there's a heavenly reward from God, and rewards from God that He will give you. And I don't want you to ever give up. I don't want you to say, well, I'm waiting for my God-fearing husband in a godly way. And I know I see a lot of posts sometimes that say, when you wait for the Lord, like, it's a bad thing. And I don't understand why sometimes we see the scriptures and we're saying we're going to wait on God, but when we talk about waiting for a spouse, we like, sometimes people get confused. When I say waiting for my ministry, I'm not talking about sit in your house and just look at the wall all day. I'm saying that, and there's times where you're gonna have seasons where you might not always be as busy. Everybody's seasons are so different, and only God knows why we're in the season we are in. But I am saying that don't be so caught up in, I gotta do this. If I do these steps, I'm gonna get a husband. Or if I do these steps, I'm gonna get the ultimate blessing. It does not always work like that, because God is molding us, fixing our heart, fixing our soul. There's so much stuff in our hearts, ladies, that I even noticed in my heart, there's some things I have to work on. And I'm not saying you're going to have to be perfect to get a spouse, a God-fearing husband. That's not what I'm talking about. But I am saying sometimes we can get so caught up of, I got to do these steps, I got to do this step, I got to do this step. And just do what God says in His word. Do what He's telling you in your secret time with Him. We all have our walk with the Lord. Search the scriptures, search your heart in this hour, because a lot of times, a lot of us may have to go through a healing process. process before we even meet our spouse. And it's not like God's trying to restrict you. It's just your own purposeful healing season. It's not like God is like, okay, if you don't do this, you're not going to get that husband. No, he's not like that. He knows our life before we were even born. He knows every single detail of our lives before we even know some of the parts ourselves. We have to trust him. And I just want to encourage those singles out there, because a lot of times we're like, I got to do this because that person did that. So that means I'm going to get this husband because that person did that. That is sometimes there. We can get knowledge from people, which is great. We can get wisdom from others. That's great. But remember, get your wisdom from God. Really sit with him and see what he's telling you about your single season, because a lot of times we can be so caught up wanting to do like exactly like this person, how they did it, and we won't not get the same results sometime. And I'm not saying that we can't get wisdom from others, godly wisdom. Yes, we can. But don't take that wisdom to a point where you idolize somebody and want just everything they have. And, you know, so you can have what you think they have. It can get kind of confusing, and God is not of confusion. So I just want to encourage you. I know that was a lot for today, but as I end, remember that as you're preparing your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit in this season, do those steps, do those preparing, you know, take time to take better care of your health. See if there's areas in your health that you need to work on. Take time to rest. I feel like this is my season to kind of rest more. And I used to feel kind of guilty about it, but I don't anymore. That's false guilt. So all of us may have a season where we're just doing different things because of what we've already experienced. So it does not mean that God has forgotten about you or God is trying to neglect you or leave you out. But a lot of times he's trying to teach us something. But if we're so caught up in how we think it should go, we can miss the lesson. So when I say wait on the Lord, I'm saying wait with purpose, wait with a plan. Talk to God, sit with him. God wants to reveal information about your spouse, but sit with him about it. Don't try to make up stuff in your own head about it. Go talk to the Lord and be patient, because he knows the timing of when y'all shall meet. People have no idea the timing of the Lord. God only knows. So work, whatever you do, work for the Lord. Prepare. No, it's not in vain. That's what I'm trying to tell you today. So just remember that. I don't care how hard it gets, because the Lord has not forgotten about you. There is a harvest coming this year for many. And I know that the Lord is going to make sure he brings a lot of people to their godly spouse, and there will be godly connections. But don't rush it. Don't be so like, I have to do this and that to get this spouse. No, listen to the voice of God. He will lead you step by step. And sometimes God does tell you to do certain steps, you know, like even Esther, you know, in the Bible, when she, when her mother-in-law told her to do certain things, you know, because of that biblical content at that time, she did those things, and it allowed her to go to be in a position, because she followed her mother-in-law, followed the Lord, and it got her into a set position to, for her house, her spouse to see her. So I'm not saying that God can't orchestrate things in a unique way, an unusual, uncommon, favored way. He can. But if you're trying to force it, sometimes you can miss what God's trying to do. So know that you prepared for a reason. All this whole season you've been preparing, and continue to prepare, because there is a time, I believe very soon, where you're going to see your harvest and you're going to be able to walk in it fully and enjoy it. So that's all I want to say. Don't give up and don't stop preparing your mind, body, soul, and spirit for the things you are praying for, especially your kingdom spouse, your kingdom God-fearing husband. So let's pray. I'll be praying also about a few more things in this episode. God bless each of you, and stay encouraged, because everything you're doing right now for the Lord is not in vain. And if nobody's ever told you that, know that I'm proud of you, sister in Christ, because God loves you and he's going to honor what you're doing for him. Okay, let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just stand on your word that says Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 24. Father God, I come in agreement with your daughters. Bring more of your daughters, especially your single daughters, to this ministry, to other godly, true single ministries as well, and other ministries as encouraging women of God. You know where they are around the world. Bring the listeners in. Father, I stand on Colossians 3, chapter 23 through 24. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Father, help us stand this year on the scripture verses. Help us stand knowing that when we work for anything, actual work, physical work, some of people that listen to, women of God who listen to my ministry, are mothers, whatever they're doing in this season, whatever the women of God are doing, it's not in vain. Don't let them go to the left. Don't let them go to the right. And don't let them give up. Father God, oh God, even I'm saying this prayer for myself, and I receive it today. I pray an agreement for your daughters that they won't give up. And forgive us for our sins, known and unknown. Forgive us for griping and complaining about when our spouse is coming. Forgive us for being so impatient and listening to the wrong voices. Father, I pray for every single woman of God who listens to this episode around the world, that they will be encouraged. They will tell other women of God about this ministry, and that they will know without a shadow of doubt that you love them and you care for them. You want them to remain pure. You want them to remain holy. You want them to remain wise. And God, even when it's hard, when it's difficult, help them be able to resist the urges of the flesh. Help them stand on the word. Help them learn more about your word, including myself, and help us never give up. Oh, this season is a season of preparing. Help us prepare our mind. Help us prepare our body, soul, spirit, emotions. Oh, because the reward is big. Oh God, the reward that's coming upon this earth as well is big for your daughters. And we didn't want this reward just so we can just have a reward, but we're going to get this reward from you because you love us, and we receive the rewards you have for us even now. And we'll be able to tell every single person we know that this reward that I've gotten, this reward and this blessing has been from the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I will come as sekoto bahela koroba shame. Yes, Lord, roba babase. And nobody will be able to say, wow, that reward is not from God. They'll know without a shadow of a doubt that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has honored each of us, because he is good and he will always be good. Oh God, bless your daughters. Protect us, protect our family members, protect them all. And Lord, may we prepare ourselves in this single season. And God, we just break any delay. If anybody was supposed to meet their kingdom spouse because of delays, we just break those delays off of all our lives. And we just declare the blood of Jesus against the spirit of delay. And we declare in the name of Jesus that you will make sure, Father God, your anointed time and your anointed promises happen for each of us. And we thank you, God, that no jealous spirit, we thank you, God, that no envious spirit can come against our lives and prosper. Alako Roma, for our blessed daughters, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we stand on Psalms 37:4. If we delight ourselves in the Lord, we shall get the desires of our heart. Those who are discouraged, God, about their single season, who feel like they've been forgotten for years, may you bring them out from the back and bring them to the forefront, God, at your anointed time this year. And may they never forget what you're about to do for them and even their kingdom spouse, their kingdom godly husband. Oh, I pray for the men of God who are just down and sad, God, around this world, who are praying for their wives. I pray at the anointed time, not my time, not their time, but your time, their eyes shall be open. Oh God, not our time, but their eyes shall be open. And oh God, even now, prepare their soul, spirit, body, mind, finances, emotions. Prepare our finances and emotions. Prepare every ounce of them and us, God. And we all shall have what we say, because you said in your word, God, we shall speak life and not death. So thank you, God, that you have it all under control. And we will prepare, we will prepare, we will rest, we will work as you see fit, and we will know when to rest as well. I end this prayer. I soak every daughter of God and their family members and future family members with the blood of Jesus. And I declare, God, many testimonies will come. It will be a harvest coming. Go by. And we declare no snake, no devil, nothing can take that harvest from us. And thank you for what you're about to do. Bring the harvest in for this ministry. Bring the harvest in for other godly ministries, and bring the harvest in for every single woman of God and every woman of God who listens to this podcast and other parts of my ministry. May they be blessed. May they be strong. And may even if they're praying for their family members to be saved, may they see their life. May their family members see their life and see that there's something different about them, and they know it's the Lord, and they want to know more about Christ. And if they're living in any parts of the countries around the world or different areas where they're dealing with persecution, may the Lord Jesus protect each of you and protect them, Lord. And may a hedge of protection and angels of the Lord, according to God's will and way, fight for them and protect them day and night. And may your presence fill their lives and fill our lives. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. All right, y'all, we soak that prayer in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm in agreement with each of you. And remember, don't give up. Don't faint. And if anybody's feeling sad or depressed, know that the Lord wants to heal you. If you're dealing with any form of depression or sadness, go into the word of God. Go into scriptures and meditate on those scriptures. Listen to audio prayers. You can go to youtube.com and type in Psalms 23 on repeat, or type in Psalms 91 on repeat. Listen to it day and night, and may the Lord give you peace. Anybody dealing with depression, we command that spirit to go in Jesus Christ's name, amen, and it cannot go back to them. We declare in the name of Jesus that you that we just soak these women of God with the blood of Jesus, and may the spirit of depression cannot touch them. We may peace be upon their hearts, and wherever they feel sad and down, may you comfort them, God, and give them just your glory, and let them feel your presence in a new way, starting right now. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. All right, y'all, have a wonderful week. May the Lord give you strength in this week. May you continue to prepare for what you've been praying for, and may you not give up. Take time to keep going. And anybody that feels sad, listen to scriptures. It will heal your soul. The Lord will heal you. And anybody who is listening to this podcast, if you've recently lost a parent, or at least recently lost someone in your life you love, continue to pray, continue to rest, continue to ask God for healing, and He will do it. Take one day at a time. He loves you. Have a great week, everyone. And don't give up. Bye-bye.